Welcome to Voter Information, the show that looks at elections in the city, the state, and the nation. This is your election guru, Mark Braun here. Glad you could join us today. I remind you, you're listening to a recording provided for the use of those who are blind or print impaired. Materials or items read in AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Okay, so it is going to be some local stuff today. We are going to get back to the candidate statements in the primary election ballot. But first, we're going to start off with a primary. From the Nation section, the Los Angeles Times, Thursday, May 7, 2026, Trump's Indiana victories send a warning to GOP. The message, any party members who oppose the president face likely defeat, by Thomas Beaumont and Bill Barrow. 5 months ago, President Trump was sitting from one of the first political defeats of his second term as Republican state senators defied him on redistricting in Indiana. Now he has proved he can still punish wayward party members after he endorsed a slate of challengers who defeated almost every one of the lawmakers he wanted to dislodge. The results will probably bolster Trump's confidence heading into upcoming Republican primaries, where he wants to help oust more incumbents, including U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and U.S. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky. Indiana's primary also ratchets up the pressure on Republican lawmakers in other states to move aggressively to redraw congressional district boundaries before the November elections. Alabama and Tennessee have already begun special sessions that could limit black voters' strength in Democratic-leaning districts, and some of Trump's allies in South Carolina want to follow suit. The results were a clear signal that despite Trump's lame duck status, sagging polls, and difficult prospects in the November elections, his decade-long dominance over the Republican Party remains unrivaled. State Senator Linda Rogers, one of the Indiana lawmakers who voted against redistricting and lost her seat Tuesday, so the outcome will probably discourage others in other states. If someone is going to ask you to take a tough vote, you may think twice about your conscience and what's best for your community. Instead, what's best for you and your career, she said. Indiana Governor Mike Braun, who sided with Trump, said it was a historic night, and he thanked Republican voters who stood with me and President Trump to nominate some great America First conservatives. Redistricting efforts began last year when Trump saw an opportunity to give Republicans an additional edge. Indiana stood out as a Republican-run state that declined to give Trump what he wanted, even as GOP and Democrat-led states traded gerrymandering maneuvers in a national competition. After the Indiana Senate rejected the redistricting plan in December, Trump pledged to punish defiant lawmakers. His allies spent more than $8.3 million on races that usually see very little spending. Andy Zay, a state senator who voted for redistricting, resigned in January to become chair of a state utility commission. He was a target of harassment and threats in the months leading up to the vote, and he said Trump's influence and heavy spending made it tough for incumbents to hang on in the primaries. Trump matters, and money matters, he said. Five of Trump's targets lost their races. One won. One race was too close to call. Trump allies celebrated the results and warned other Republicans who might be thinking of opposing the president. Redistricting ASAP for your November election, or you face a real risk of losing your seat. No excuses. Robbie Starbuck, a conservative activist, wrote on social media, "Reschedule primaries if you must, but redraw the map. Voters demand action now, not weakness." Redistricting efforts were supercharged last week when the U.S. Supreme Court gutted a provision of the Voting Rights Act that influenced how political lines are drawn in areas with large non-white populations. James Blair, one of Trump's top political advisors, was more direct, posting an image of them from the movie Gladiator depicting Russell Crowe's ancient Roman character Maximus exulting after a combat victory. Trump was relatively restrained on social media. He shared a series of photos celebrating the victories of candidates he endorsed in Indiana and Ohio, which also held primaries Tuesday. But he otherwise passed on boasting of renewing his attacks on Massie or Cassidy. Massey has been among the members of Congress who frustrated the president by pressing for release of the Jeffrey Epstein case files, challenging Trump for taking military actions in Iran without congressional approval, and voting against the party's sweeping tax and budget bill last year. I vote with the Republican Party and this president 90% of the time. And the 10% of the time that I'm not voting with the party or the president, I'm keeping the promises that the president and I campaigned on, Massey recently told Kentucky's PBS affiliate. Explaining his vote against Trump's signature domestic achievement, Massey called it a big spending bill and said he had voted constantly not to bankrupt this country. Trump has endorsed Massey's challenger, retired Navy SEAL Ed Gallarine, and campaigned for him before the May 19 primary. In Louisiana, Trump-backed Representative Julie Letlow over Cassidy in their May 16 primary, which includes other candidates. Cassidy was among the Republican senators who voted to convict Trump in 2021 impeachment charges after the January 6 riot. But he's also given Trump consistent support. Most notably, the Baton Rouge physician advanced Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s controversial nomination as Trump health secretary. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican of Bakersfield, noted Wednesday that Trump has gone after Massey before, only for the congressman to get reelected. Thomas Massey has been very popular in his district, McCarthy said during a Fox and Friends interview. Still, he warned, it is not an ideal situation for any Republican to run without Trump's backing. I would not want President Trump against me in any election, McCarthy said, calling Trump's influence with the Republican primary voters unprecedented. It is unusual for a sitting president to be focused on attacking and defeating his own party members this deep into a midterm election year. Rogers, the Indiana state senator, faced almost $670,000 in television advertising against her, funded by political action committees associated with Braun and U.S. Senator Jim Banks. She said she does not regret her vote against redistricting. It would have been easy for me to hit that yes button, she said, to hear the number of people who asked me not to, then the number of people who thanked me would mean I wasn't representing them. That was Trump's Indiana victories was sent a warning to GOP. By Thomas Beaumont and Bill Barrow from the Nation section of the Los Angeles Times Thursday, May 7, 2026. Beaumont and Barrow write for the Associated Press. Beaumont reported from Des Moines and Barrow from Atlanta. Okay, on to some local stuff. This is from the City and State section of the Los Angeles Times for Monday, March 23, 2026. No endorsement from Democratic Socialists in Race by Noah Goldberg. The Los Angeles chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America will not endorse a candidate for mayor. After City Councilmember Nathia Rama decided at the last minute to run against her former ally Mayor Karen Bass, the group called a vote on whether to reopen the endorsement process, which it has closed without supporting a candidate. DSA LA backed Rama's two successful city council runs, but she has been at odds with the group on some issues. Also in the mix was another mayoral candidate, community organizer Ray Huang, whose positions align more closely with those of the group. The two candidates were present for Saturday's vote at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Koreatown, though neither spoke. The left-wing organization, which has about 5,000 members, is known for running strong ground game campaigns that include canvassing, door-knocking, and phone banking. In addition to Rama, three other DSA-backed politicians now sit on the 15-member city council. Before the vote, DSA LA members argued for and against reopening the endorsement process. The worst thing we can do right now for our movement is to say, well, actually, we're not going to endorse Ray or Nathia. We're going to do a third thing, which is to issue no endorsement. Who is the audience for this message, says Leslie Chang, a co-chair of DSA LA. DSA LA member Anna Gross argued that neither candidate was ideal, with Huang, who has little political experience, being a long shot and Rahman as hesitating to fully Democratic Socialist, Gross said. Of the 488 members who voted Saturday, about 55% supported reopening the endorsement process, falling short of the required two-thirds majority. If the process had been reopened, the group would have voted on whether to endorse Rahman, Huang, or neither. Huang's earlier attempt to get the endorsement while the window was still open had failed because she did not obtain enough valid member signatures to qualify. If the race is not decided in the June 2nd primary, DSALA can still endorse a candidate in the runoff. Besides Bass, Rahman, and Huang, the field of 14 candidates includes conservative reality TV star Spencer Pratt and tech entrepreneur Adam Miller. Some members believed that a mayoral endorsement would take resources away from the slate of six local candidates they have already endorsed. There was no endorsement from Democratic Socialists in Race by Noah Goldberg from the City and State section of the Los Angeles Times, Monday, March 23rd, 2026. All right, we have this article from the mayor's race from the City and State section of the Los Angeles Times, Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. Kamala Harris endorses Bass for re-election. Former vice president cites mayor's efforts on homelessness, crime, and immigrants by Seema Mehta. Former Vice President Kamala Harris endorsed Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass for re-election on Monday. Mayor Karen Bass is the leader Los Angeles needs right now. She has done what so many said couldn't be done: the first ever two-year decline in homelessness, reducing crime to levels this city hasn't seen since the 1960s, and refusing to back down when the federal government came after our neighbors, Harris said in a statement. She has my full support for re-election. The endorsement comes as ballots have begun arriving in Californians' mailboxes at a crucial moment in the race to lead the nation's second-largest city. Although Bass leads in polls, she is viewed unfavorably by many Angelenos for her perceived lack of leadership in the aftermath of the devastating Palisades fires. A quarter of voters supported Bass in a March poll by the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies that was co-sponsored by The Times. City Councilmember Nithya Raman had the backing of 17%, and conservative reality TV star Spencer Pratt had 14%. A quarter of voters were undecided. Though Bass led the other prominent mayoral candidates, political strategists say the numbers are troubling for the incumbent because she is facing off against lesser-known rivals and because 56% view her unfavorably. And Pratt and Rahman have raised more money than Bass this year through April 18, according to a fundraising disclosure filed with the city's Ethics Commission. However, Bass has nearly $2.3 million in the bank because she started fundraising for re-election 2 years ago. Though Bass and Harris were rivals to be selected as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate in 2020, the two Democrats have known each other for more than two decades and have a long shared history. Bass was sworn in by Harris as the 43rd mayor of Los Angeles in 2022. 2 years later, at the Democratic National Convention, where Harris became the party's presidential nominee, Bass spoke about working with her more than a decade ago on youth homelessness and fixing the child welfare system when Bass led the California Assembly and Harris was a state prosecutor. Harris also endorsed Rob Bonta for re-election as state attorney general, Malia Cohen for re-election as state controller, and Lieutenant Governor Eleni Konolakis for state treasurer. That was Kamala Harris endorses Bass for re-election by Seema Mehta from the City and State section of the Los Angeles Times, Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. All right, let's go on to an article regarding this city attorney race. This is from the California section of the Los Angeles Times, Tuesday, April 7, 2026. In city attorney race, debate over working 2 days a month in office. A challenger pushes telework. Incumbent supports more in-person interaction. By Noah Goldberg and David Zonisser. Los Angeles City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto and challenger Marissa Roy have sharply different views on how the office should be run. Literally, the office. Feldstein Soto said it's important for attorneys to be in the office and adopted a policy last year requiring most staff attorneys to be there at least 3 days a week, with supervisors required to be in 4 days a week, weekly. Previously, the rule was up to 3 days of remote work per week. It builds teamwork, it ensures cohesion, it ensures that you have the opportunity to review and evaluate the work of new employees while they are still on probation, she said in an interview. That policy, however, puts Feldstein Soto at odds with the Los Angeles City Attorneys Association, which endorsed Feldstein Soto in 2022, but has not yet weighed in this year. Roy, the deputy state attorney general and the most well-funded of the three challengers in the June 2nd city primary election, recently told the city attorney's union that the city's lawyers should have to show up to the office only 2 days a month, not counting court appearances. That's policy at the state attorney general's office, where Roy works for Attorney General Rob Bonta. There's no reason why the city attorney's office can't have the same policy, Roy told the Times. Many companies and public agencies adopted liberal work-from-home policies during the COVID-19 pandemic, although those policies have been largely rescinded to one degree or another. Still, Roy contends that the 2 days a month is reasonable given the sacrifices lawyers make to work for the government. You're taking a pay cut from the private sector. You're doing it because you care. You're doing it for work-life balance, and we have to respect that, said Roy, who has been endorsed by the Los Angeles chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, as well as the County Democratic Party. Feldstein Soto said Roy's 2 days per month proposal creates logistical issues because the city's lawyers are required to appear in court and be present for legal questions that arise at city meetings. She also said liberal work-from-home policies make it too easy for lawyers to take on outside work. Roy is Feldstein Soto's most significant opponent. Racking up endorsements and more than $450,000 in campaign contributions to the end of December, Feldstein Soto raised more than $685,000 through the end of last year. Challenger Ada Ashuri, a lawyer and activist, said she supports the current policy, saying it provides flexibility to employees while ensuring they confer in person. We want to continue to make sure that people see their coworkers, that we have meetings in person, Ashuri said. I think meetings in person can be very effective and better for communication purposes. The fourth candidate, Los Angeles County Deputy District Attorney John McKinney, said remote work is a valuable tool for work-life balance. He said he would build on Feldstein Soto's existing remote work rules, though he did not outline exactly what his policy would be. The Los Angeles City Attorneys Association filed an unfair employee relations claim against the city last year when Feldstein Soto toughened the rules. The attorneys claim that the changes should have been bargained with the union. The group endorsed Feldstein Soto when she first ran 4 years ago, but hasn't made an endorsement in the city's June 2nd election. The endorsement is expected to be discussed by union officials this week, said union president Ann Rosenthal, who added that the city policy makes it hard to recruit new attorneys. Citywide departments make their own return to office determination, said Matt Szabo, the city administrative officer. Szabo said the city is discussing a draft citywide policy on remote work with city employee unions. That was in city attorney race, debate over working 2 days a month in office by Noah Goldberg and David Zonizer. From the California section of the Los Angeles Times, Tuesday, April 7, 2026. This article originally appeared in the LA On the Record newsletter. To subscribe, visit latimes.com/newsletters. All right, folks, let's get back to the candidate statements in the primary election official voter information guide for the primary election, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, compiled by Shirley N. Weber, PhD, the Secretary of State. We continue with governor candidates' statements. This is Joseph Cabrera, no party preference. California was built on a promise that through hard work and innovation, any citizen could build a prosperous life. Today, that promise is fading under partisan gridlock and a $31 billion transportation budget that leaves our roads crumbling. I am running for governor to provide the independent fix our state desperately needs. Sacramento politicians are asking for new taxes, but their own budget, Schedule 11, shows they are sitting on $30.1 billion in unspent voter-approved bond money. We have nearly $500 million for traffic reduction sitting idle since 2006. As a business owner, I know you don't ask for a new credit card when you haven't used the one in your pocket. We also must confront our humanitarian crises. Homelessness, plummeting school performance, and our mental health crisis are all symptoms of the same failed bureaucracy. For too long, we have used our jails as warehouses for the mentally ill while allowing our streets to become encampments. I will shift resources away from bloat and into community treatment, focusing on recovery instead of a revolving prison door. Finally, we must restore and revamp the Donahoe Higher Education Act. I will return our public universities to the merit-based, accessible model that once made California the envy of the world. By auditing ghost projects and redirecting interest savings, we can fund our schools and clinics without raising taxes. I am an independent uniter from the Inland Empire, not a career politician. I respectfully ask for your vote to fix California. Address is 1941 California Avenue, P.O. Box 77217, Corona 92887. Phone is 909-757-4615. Now we've got Elaine Culotti, No Party Preference. Californians are tired of politics. They want solutions. I'm running for governor to unite California around practical results and restore the California dream. I believe in a simple promise. If you want a job in California, you should be able to find one here. Our state was built by entrepreneurs, small businesses, farmers, innovators, and workers willing to take risks and work hard. Government's role is to create the conditions for opportunity, not stand in the way. Since 1991, I have built businesses and created jobs in California. I have traveled across the state meeting with mayors and local leaders from both parties. They all want the same fundamentals: safe streets, strong schools, thriving local economies, and accountability for taxpayer dollars. California should be the state of the future, not a state where families and employers feel forced to leave. Tax revenue is not a business model. Growth, innovation, and jobs and job creation are. My priorities are clear. Economic development that streamlines regulation, supports small businesses, strengthens workforce training, and expands opportunity across every region. Health and safety that funds proven mental health treatment, practical housing solutions, and accountable public safety. Power back to the people by restoring local control, ending unfunded mandates, uncovering fraud, and ensuring full transparency in how tax dollars are spent. Together, we can rebuild opportunity and move California forward, move forward as one California. Address is 2 Civic Center Drive, Unit 4338 in San Rafael, 94913. Email is contact@culottiforcalifornia.com. Website is www.culottiforcalifornia.com. Instagram @ElaineCulotti. And this is Greta Solorzano, Republican. My name is Greta Solorzano. I'm a UC Berkeley trained scientist, a retired nuclear engineer, and a candidate for governor of California. As a pragmatic moderate, I am committed to bringing political divides and uniting Californians, conservatives, liberals, and independents alike, around practical solutions that work. My mission is simple: make California affordable and sustainable again. I will strengthen our economy through strategic investments in advanced energy and water infrastructure, including redirecting the $32.7 billion we currently spend on foreign oil toward domestic production to improve energy security and keep jobs here at home. I will also tackle California's housing shortage, and I will reverse the decline in our education system. With my technical expertise, fiscal discipline, and results-oriented leadership, I will create jobs, lower utility costs, and deliver long-term growth for all Californians. Phone is 949-534-5402. Email cagovgrethasolo@outlook.com. On X, it's x.com/GrethaSolorzano. On TikTok, it's tiktok.com/@ca.gov.gretha. And now we have Christine R. Sarmiento, No Party Preference. I am running for governor of California to deliver competent, accountable leadership focused on results. As a nurse and operations manager, I've worked in high-pressure environments where errors have real consequences and accountability matters. I'm also a mother who worked full-time while attending college, so I understand stress, sacrifice, and responsibility firsthand. California's challenges are practical, not abstract. Affordability, public safety, access to healthcare, education, and infrastructure reliability affect families every day. The system isn't broken, it's ill. With proper steps, we can make it a little better every day, and we will be well. I ask for your consideration and your trust to help move California forward. Address is 3100 Big Dalton Avenue, Suite 170-336 in Baldwin Park, 91706. Phone is 213-444-6204. Email info@christineforgovernor.com. Website is christineforgovernor.com. On x.com/C_R_Sarmiento. All right, this is Frederick C. Schultz, no party preference. Please elect me governor to save our rights/lives. We're in an emergency. I'll declare a state of emergency to save us. Murderous government thugs kill us daily for the crimes of seeking asylum, documenting attacks, protesting. California arrests 800,000 annually, most for unconstitutional victimless/consensual crimes, enslaving 200,000 daily without telling jurors we can always vote not guilty. Drug prohibition/regulation causes trillions in medical costs, murders, poverty worldwide, making millions refugees, torturing sick people to death. Millions of Americans homeless, half destitute, will tax 5% wealth over $10 million and income over $1 million, yielding $1,100,000 annually, retroactively even. Rent freeze. No lockdowns or forced vaccinations. Optional and real food instead. I support school choice and oppose reverse discrimination. Equal opportunity instead. Will increase California State Guard from 900 to 200,000, one per classroom, stopping most murders, including by ICE nationwide, preventing martial law, closing slavery/death camps, pardoning innocent slaves. Will enforce bodily autonomy rights to abortion, assisted suicides, and guns. Human rights to housing, $10,000 homes, living wages, jobs, income, higher/trade education, healthcare nationwide, food worldwide, childcare, public transport without deadly high-speed trains, free utility/gasoline, but save environment. We'll ban pesticides, factory farms, autonomous vehicles. No sales tax or income taxes under $100,000. We'll enforce our rights to democracy, equal vote and chance to serve, publicly financed educations. Elections. Privacy rights, no massive surveillance, flock spying cameras. Karina Sanchez, Lieutenant Governor, Dan Kapalovitz, Attorney General. Free the people. #free4ca.com. Phone is 858-888-0461. Email fred4ca.com@gmail.com. Instagram.com/fred4ca. On x.com/FrederickESQ. This is Scott P. Shields, no party preference. Visit shieldsforgovernor.com. Address is 12912 Brookhurst Street in Garden Grove, 92840. Phone is 650-313-0727. Email is info@votethecandidate.com. Website is thecryptogovernor.com. And shieldsforgovernor.com. And we have John Henderson, no party preference. United we stand, divided we fall. California has never been more divided in our politics, and it is costing us time, money, and trust. I am John Henderson. I am running for governor as an independent because California needs balance, not blame. Our state is too diverse by region, race, income, age, and ideology to be governed for only one side. I will govern for everyone who works hard, raises a family, runs a business, serves a community, or simply wants a fair shot. I believe in the golden rule for the golden state. A proud product of California public schools, I have built public companies from nothing. I know how to set goals, measure results, and deliver. Government should operate under a fiduciary standard, putting the public interest first. I will place my own assets in a blind trust, and I will push to require blind trusts for California lawmakers. Corruption and conflicts of interest have gotten out of hand. If we remove the incentive to profit from public office, we can rebuild trust across party lines. My book, California 2.0, An Independent Vision for California's Abundant Future, provides a blueprint with solutions to our biggest challenges, from housing and wildfires using innovative technology that already exists. I am running for the majority of Californians in the middle who are sick of the extremes. If you believe our state deserves independent thinking, balance, and accountability over partisan loyalty, I would be honored to earn your vote. Address is 1802 Tice Valley Boulevard in Walnut Creek, 94595. Phone is 925-592-4501. Email jhenderson@echo45advisors.com. Instagram, www.instagram.com/johnhendersonca. On X, x.com/johnhendersonca. Here's Rafael M. Hernandez, Republican. To me, the people of California come first. My goals are: lower the high cost of living, 2, create more good jobs, 3, fix the homelessness crisis, 4, build affordable homes. Phone is 805-732-1350. Email rafagarecords2009@hotmail.com. On Instagram, Rafael number 4, CA Governor, 6-2-26. On TikTok, Rafael CA Gov 2026. And now we go on to Lewis Herms, no party preference. Becoming governor should be hard work because Californians deserve leaders who serve, not rule. As the We the People guy, I believe accountability and liberty must replace politics as usual. Career politicians have had their chance. It's time to restore common sense and leadership that works for the people of California. Address is 803 Camarillo Springs Road, first floor, Camarillo, 93012. Phone is 805-774-1660. Email info@hermsforcali.com. On X, @WowLEWI. Facebook, @ScrewBigGovernment. This is Max Fomin, no party preference. Will veto mileage tax, suffocate homelessness, assassinate unemployment, nuke crime, house the unhoused, prosecute corruption, generate money like my coffee iced out. Address is 1221 West 3rd Street, Unit 438 in LA, 90017. Phone is 424-944-7511. Email max4mkt@gmail.com. On Instagram, @NewAmericans, website www.newamericans.com. And this is Serge Fiancan, no party preference. My mission is to bring Californians together across regions, backgrounds, and political lines to build a state that works for the people who live here. I'm running to deliver practical, transparent, accountable leadership that puts solutions over ideology and people over politics. That means restoring trust in government, reforming systems that no longer serve us, and strengthening communities from rural towns to major cities so every Californian has opportunity, an affordable life, and a safe place to call home. Address: P.O. Box 2451 Saratoga, 95070. Phone 408-898-0901. Email info@sf4gov.com. Website www.sf4gov.com. On YouTube, www.youtube.com/@sf4gov. Here's Amanda Martin, no party preference. Mother, builder, entrepreneur solving California's problems. Email info@amandaforcalifornia.org. Instagram, www.instagram.com/amandaforcalifornia/, and on X, x.com/AmandaForCali. This is Daniel Mercury, no party preference. My governorship will not be one to lead, but to serve all Californians. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran and a native-born Californian armed with full knowledge and understanding of our Constitution to investigate, indict, prosecute, and imprison corrupt bureaucrats, protect children from pedophiles and child sex traffickers, restrain school indoctrinators, refine student education, strengthen parental rights, end criminalizing victims and victimizing the criminal, prioritize the lawful citizen over the illegal, penalize government money laundering, end state tax on tips, retirement, property, and income while reinvigorating small businesses and stifling regulatory overreach. We'll become energy independent, restrict CEQA, and provide medical freedom. The status of the people will remain about government at all times under my administration. This is your chance to make a difference by voting outside the establishment picks. I will not fail you. www.danielforcalgovernor.com. Address 2828 Cochrane Street, number 139 in Simi Valley, 93065. Phone is 805-390-9309. Email daniel@danielforcalgovernor.com, on X at daniel4calgov26, on Instagram daniel4calgovernor. Is Naomi Barlev, no party preference. The party system has definitely failed us. Media's incomplete reporting, unforgivable. My background includes a BA in economics, UCLA, real estate broker for 20 plus years, construction experience, vice president, managing hundreds of loan officers and agents, to a robust R&B business. Improvements were made to my property to double the business's income the very year vandalism and espionage against me began. Survival of continued attacks has enlightened me. I wrote a primer about the tyranny that has taken over. Its explosive corruption, its use of police, the courts, technology, corporatism. www.linkedin.com/in/Naomi-Bar-Lev-56B894346. Big tech partnerships are now violating civil and consumer rights as well as antitrust law. At the center are fusion centers, hubs of information and military-grade technology, six centers statewide run by local police. They have connected all devices, espionage made possible against the individual and business, which has transformed the courts. I am no friend to politicians. As governor, fusion centers will be for serious investigations of fraud, theft, and waste, a healthy revenue source with a leaner budget. Police will return to neighborhoods, fighting crime, taking reports equally among citizens, using a constitutionally compliant database. Phones and devices will be recalled, past services refunded, phone alarm systems, Wi-Fi, partnerships, and non-disclosure agreements in government will be eliminated. A hiring spree to stock consumer and civil rights agencies, local and state leaders replaced by public servants. No sales, income, or property tax. Parking fees and permit fees will be eliminated. Address is 2244 2nd Avenue, number 39 in San Diego, 92101. Phone is 619-317-3634. Email is lawful1@gmail.com, and one is WON. This is Chad Bianco, Republican. My name is Chad Bianco. I'm a husband, a father, and the sheriff of Riverside County. I didn't rise through politics. I rose through public service. As sheriff, I lead one of the largest law enforcement agencies in California. We've reduced violent crime, stood up for victims, and supported the men and women who protect our communities. I've made hard decisions under pressure in situations with real consequences. Leadership isn't about slogans. When common sense fails, regular people pay the price. California is at a turning point. Too many families are struggling just to get by. Moms and dads are working longer hours and still falling behind. Jobs are leaving, pushing our children to look elsewhere for opportunities. Buying a home feels out of reach. Gas, groceries, and utilities cost more every month. People are doing everything right and still getting squeezed. As governor, I will bring accountability and common sense back to state government. I will cut through bureaucracy that keeps families from rebuilding after wildfires. I will demand real results for the billions spent on homelessness and end the cycle of spending without accountability. We may not agree on everything, But we all want the same basics: safe neighborhoods, opportunity for our kids, and a fair shot at getting ahead. As a husband, a father, and a sheriff, I know what responsibility means. I know what leadership is. I've seen the best and the worst, and I know we can do better. I'm asking for your vote. 3649 Mission Inn Avenue, Floor 2, Riverside, 92501. Phone at 951-782-7886. Instagram @SheriffBianco. Facebook, Sheriff Chad Bianco. That'll do it for now, folks. Happy voting and peace.